This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, ripping off citizens and horn-swoggling community groups by the rich in Cleveland. Almost a year ago, in fall 2017, the issue of social policy, we published a long article by veteran local organizer Randy Cunningham entitled Doing the Unthinkable in Cleveland, Ohio, that detailed the tragic story of defeat being pulled out of the jaws of victory in a huge fight over upgrading the Q, the NBA Cleveland Cavaliers stadium, for billionaire owner Dan Gilbert. Now the piper is being paid by the people. Michael Powell, the esteemed New York Times sports columnist, and his Sports of the Times updated the story in recent weeks as tragedy becomes farce and leads to financial ruin for Cleveland and Cuyahoga County and its low and moderate income families. So I'll admit, this is an I told you so moment. I produce his column from August 7th. Northeast Ohio offers the tale of two legacies. LeBron James departed for Los Angeles earlier this summer and left behind a spectacular gift for his hometown, Akron, Ohio, a new elementary school for at-risk children and tens of millions of dollars for college scholarships. An hour's drive to the north, the Cavaliers lost that same superstar, but Dan Gilbert, the team's billionaire owner and NBA executives, can take solace in having capitalized on James' success to pull off a perfectly legal shakedown of a not-so-economically healthy city. With arm twisting and attacks on ministers and community organizers and hints that they just might depart, the Cavaliers and their allies last year persuaded county and city governments to underwrite most of a $140 million upgrade of the team's Quicken Loans Arena. The journalist Sam Mallard of Cleveland Scene has put this deal under a microscope, and he noted a nice bit of synchronicity. On the same day James signed his four-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers, Cayuga County made its first payment on the arena, forking more than $4 million over to investors yesterday, beginning a 17-year repayment schedule. So it goes with that peculiarly American institution known as stadium socialism. As a postmodern Karl Marx might write, team owners of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but the public's money. Cleveland's poverty rate stands at 36.2%. More than half of its children live in poverty. The infant mortality rate is three times higher than that of New York City. As for Cuyahoga County, 18.3% of its residents live in poverty, above the national rate. It is also $1 billion in debt. The county executive declared in 2016 that our credit card is maxed out. He ruled out more county spending projects. Not so long after that, he endorsed the arena deal. Mayor Jackson of Cleveland pushed the arena deal through the city council and beamed afterward. This deal, he said, is one of the best I've seen in my 27-year career in public office. Best sports deal is an intriguing term of art in Cleveland, which over the years has poured roughly $800 million of public money into its stadiums and arenas. Gilbert and his comrade sports billionaires control nearly all revenues reaped at these public buildings and receive many tens of millions of dollars for naming rights. A few years ago, the owners joined to push a referendum to persuade voters to extend a countywide sin tax on cigarettes, beer, and liquor. That effort cost the owners a small bag of dough, about $3 million. It was the wisest of investments. The referendum passed, and it will sluice $262 million into a fund to polish the stadiums. Will Tarter, a public-spirited budget analyst, recently examined this fund and found that Cleveland's teams were pulling down on that money with startling rapidity. The Cleveland Cavaliers will soon burn through well over half their 20-year allotment. No worries. There's always more money where that came from. To sell the arena rehabilitation, the Cavaliers agreed to refurbish basketball courts in 22 community centers. Cleveland voters are not passive observers having their pockets picked. City residents voted thumbs down on the sin tax, which passed on the back of votes from Better Hill precincts of Cuyahoga County. This brings us to the Quicken Loans upgrade saga. A peripatetic lawyer and activist, Peter Patakos, fought against the tax. When he heard that the Cavaliers were circling back to the public dining table to fix the arena, he got busy. Greater Cleveland Congregations, an ecumenical group of churches and synagogues affiliated with the Industrial Areas Foundation, took to the streets. If we're to underwrite the arena, the congregation said, Gilbert should agree to pour an equal sum into community services. City law allows for a referendum if 6,000 citizens sign petitions. The congregations and labor and community allies came in with more than 20,000 signatures. But when they walked the petitions under the council clerk, she refused to accept them. No, please go away. Patakos quickly filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court, arguing that the council had no choice but to accept legal petitions. Cleveland's powers that are waxed furious. To talk of a referendum, the Cavaliers' lawyers argued in brief, is nonsensical. It's a done deal. Opponents were demonstrating their lack of understanding of this complex web of agreements. A who's who of wealthy worthies supported the Cavaliers, their legal briefs brimming with harumps. The Ohio Supreme Court rejected these arguments and ordered the council clerk to accept the petitions on the novel legal principle that the law is the law. More fury followed. Gilbert announced he would pull out of the deal. The NBA, which in city after city acts as a partner in these arena shakedowns, said it could not entertain Cleveland's bid to host the 2020 or 2021 All-Star Games. Powerful people called board members of synagogues and churches in greater Cleveland congregations. Democratic Congresswoman Marcia Fudge accused the group of strong-arm tactics that have no good place in community organizing. The local paper, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, did a hair-on-fire dance on behalf of Gilbert. Not long after, the congregations cut a sad little deal for a couple of mental health centers and withdrew their petitions. Cleveland was safe again for sports billionaires. It underlines how much corporate money has changed the way laws and policy are made in this country, Patakos says. There's only one other near certainty. Long before the bonds are paid off, the Cavaliers will demand a new arena and the dance will start all over again. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.